I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Is Gavin Newsom's new social media meme campaign just fighting fire with fire? Or is it a bad idea and just taking the low road? Let's go through it. For a while now, Democrats and even Republicans have been wondering who is going to step up and take Donald Trump on. Recent polls show Democrats are gaining the mantle of weak, meek, and having no leadership. Well, Gavin Newsom has embraced a novel approach. Smash mouth, all caps laden, and meme-filled accounts. It is a direct, satiric response to the way President Donald Trump approaches social media and what some political analysts say is how he won the election. There certainly is a different political landscape out there, and holding the mirror up to MAGA is proving to be something MAGA doesn't like all that much. There's a meme of Newsom on Mount Rushmore, something Trump has done. There's one of Newsom getting prayed over by Tucker Carlson, Kid Rock, and an angelic-winged Hulk Hogan. There's one in all caps referring to his redistricting proposal saying, quote, many people, which Trump uses when he makes his attacks on people, so Newsom says, many people call him Gavin Christopher Columbus Newsom because of his new maps. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Former Trump ally Steve Bannon tells Politico that Newsom is no Trump, but that he's trying to imitate a Trumponian vision of fighting. He looks like the only person in the Democratic Party, though, who's organizing a fight they feel they can win. Now, remember Michelle Obama famously advised Democrats to respond to Trump, when they go low, we go high. Well, Newsom has abandoned that. When they go low, we go low. In an interview with Fox News, Newsom said, quote, I've changed. The facts have changed. We Democrats need to change. So the memes abound. There's one even of Newsom riding a raptor into battle, and one of them riding a different dinosaur, shirtless, displaying an 8-pack of abs. And MAGA's responding. The most to the point comes from Fox News, Dana Perino, who says he's got a big job as governor of California, but if he wants an even bigger job, he has to be a little more serious. Newsom staffers are just smiling. There's no mention of how the president has addressed the same issues, and Newsom sprung back to life posting in all caps, almost a week in and they still don't get it. Fox is losing because when I type, Americans now win. So, is Gavin Newsom or any Democrat, for that matter, going to be effective by basically getting down into the text and meme swamp with the president? What effect will Newsom's trolling of Trump have on the public, serious policy, and politics? Was Michelle Obama correct about the high road? Is it a shame that we have gotten to this point, or is it good that a Democrat is finally looking something other than spineless while having fun doing it? One thing is for sure, President Trump won't stop. Is this the right approach for Democrats, or does just none of this make sense?